run to work with it.
Okay, Rabbi Sai, today's daf is daf Chav Zayin. We're going to start quickly from the Mishnah. Mishnah at about 6-7 lines from the top of the Amud, where the Mishnah says, similar was included in all of these. What means all of these? The Gemara is going to tell us, because it says in the Pasuk, if you have the Torah, Ora Sholem, v'chintas l'chamoyre, v'chintas l'simlosay, v'chintas l'chol avidas achicha, asher tevin mimenu, umitzasa, le'sucha le'ishalem. And the question is, why does the Torah enumerate the word similar in particular? It's part of l'chol avidas achicha. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, v'lami yatzis, why was similar enumerated expressly by Kodesh Baruch Hu? L'hakish alei alei malach, to go and tell you the following halacha. Just like Simla has Simanim that you'll be able to go and give to get back your Simla, and there are people that are going to want to get it back. Anything that has a Simon, anybody that has a Triveya. What means a Triveya? Triveya means someone that's going to request and demand getting back his item. So says Rashi, this comes to exclude an item which is hefker, doesn't belong to anybody, or even something that does belong to someone, however, that was found after a fairly lengthy period of time, so that the original owner is miyayish, and he says, I'm never going to get it back. Vaylich sernkis. So he's no longer a toiveya. Therefore, says our Mishnah, when do you have to give back a lost item? Only something that people are not miyayish and want to get back. Chayv lahavas. Now, although it says the Mishnah about shiyesh basimonim, we'll see on the Amud Beis, maybe this is lav dafka. We're going to talk about shortly the shaila about whether simanu deraisa or drabanan. Here, lechor, it says in the Mishnah, simanu is deraisa. You learn it from Simla. We'll get back to this soon. Paytimon, my b'chal kol elu. What does it mean that Simla is b'chal kol elu? Amud over b'chal. That's what we quoted before from the Pasuk, number one in the Torah, Oresh Olin. Kol avidas achicha. So why did it have to say Simla expressly? To go and tell us the loch of the Mishnah, Simanim and Toifim. Amar Rav, Alam Nirkos Rachman, Asher Chamar, Seh Simla. We have two psukim involved over here. The original pasuk in the parasha of Hashem Vesaveda says, Leisira es shor achicha, oi es seh yoi nidachim, that shor v'seh. And then skip a pasuk, v'chein tasa l'chamoyr, v'chein tasa l'simlosei, v'chein tasa l'chol avidas achicha, asher toivin mimenu umetzasa, v'isucha l'isalim. So the Torah enumerates four individual items. Shor, Seh, Chamor, and Simla. So we've addressed Simla in the Mishnah. But what do I need the Shor, Chamor, and Seh? Look, Timor Tzrich, I need all four. Because Rachman is Simla, Lo Nava Minna, Ha'ari Mil Be'edim, Degufa Simonim, Degufa. When do you have to go and give back a Simla? If somebody produces either Edim on the Simla itself, yes, this Simla belongs to Yanko Smith. I know Yanko Smith for 20 years. He's been wearing the similar for 20 years. Yes, I know it. I recognize it. There's Siman. Yeah. And then, or Simanim de Gufa. Even if you don't have Edom, but he himself can go and provide Simanim, that there's a rip over here and a tear over there and there's a hole in the pocket and so on and so forth. Avachamor, the Edom de Ukif, Simanim de Ukif, Eimoloi Madrin, right? If a person doesn't have a Simon in his Chamor, but he does have a Simon in the Ukif, that's the saddle that is on the outside of the Chamor. Oh, is that enough of a simon to return the chamor? And the answer is yes. Kosar achman ad chamor, dafilu chamor b'simani ukif, you also give it back. So I have no simonim in the chamor itself, but I do have simonim in the ukif on the chamor. That's enough to give back the chamor together with the ukif. Dari already asked before, why do you say that? Maybe the ukif was borrowed from someone else. And we're going to see Mitchum on the Amud Beis, that an ukif typically, if it's not the ukif for this particular chamor, will scrape the back of the chamor. It'll cause potential lacerations. And so therefore, people do not borrow other people's ukifs. Every ukif is made specially to size for that particular chamor. It's not the type of thing that one size fits all. Okay, so now I know why you have to have the chamor to tell you even the simanim de ukif. Shor v'seh, the Kavzer Rachmana, lovely. What do we need shor v'seh? Shor l'afil gizas novai. Even the minor amount of giza that you can go and collect from shearing the zon of the tail of the shor. V'seh l'gizoysev, and the very, very large and rich amount of tzemer that you can go and shear from the backs of the seh from the sheep. Oh, so that's what the Torah has to tell you. That if and when you are holding on to the person's shor of the seh, don't go and take any of that giza for yourself, but everything has to be returned to the original oved hu aveda, the original owner. The whole value of the gizas novoy is maybe 50 cents. It's very insignificant both in quantity and in quality compared to the very rich amount of tzemer on the backs of the seh. So if the Torah says that you have to go and give back the 50 cents worth of gizas novoy, you certainly have to give back the $100 worth of the giza from the seh. So what do I need seh for? Says Ima, you have a very good point. Ela Marabba Chamor Debar, Rabbi Yehuda said, Aveda Dibri Akoil is Kasha. Einachanam the Seh Aveda, meaning in our parsha of Hashavas Aveda, the Seh is lost on us as to why the Torah wrote it. Obviously, there is a reason there was a Mesoira, but by the time of our Chazal, the time of this Gemara, it had been lost over the generation, so we don't know what the Seh Aveda is, as well as we don't know what the Chamor Debar. That's not our sugya, but you'll remember we had that in Bava Kama not too long ago. But the Gemara said over there that if a person dug out a bar b'shus haravim, v'nofel shama shor oy chamor, the Gemara darshin, shor v'le odom, chamor v'le kelim, if the odom falls in, or the kelim fall in, you're potter. Now the question is, what happens according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're chayiv on kelim b'bar. He doesn't learn that chamor comes to exclude kelim. So what does he do with that chamor debar? Says Gemara, I taka don't know. Chamor debar the Rabbi Yehuda. Said Avil derakol kasha. We don't know. Miat Hashem when Mashiach comes, we'll find that very quickly. Frank Gemara ve'ema. Maybe the purpose of says to go and tell you the din of gulolamu di asa, that if the finder of the seh holds onto the seh for a week or two or three, and during that period of time, the animal has produced a fair amount of excrement, of glolim, so maybe he has to return that too, because after all, that also has value as fertilizer. Kamash Malon says, Yimar, no. Glolim afkuri mafkiluhu. A person is not makbid. Not that he's not makbid at all. People do want their glolim for fertilizer. But says Rashi, afkuri mafkiluhu means that the person who lost his seh feels bad, or at least feels that he owes something to the finder, the one that found his seh, and he says, you know what, you can keep the glolim, use that for fertilizer, it's fine, I give you a tip for your efforts on my behalf. So that's why you don't have to give the glolim. So back to seh, what do I need the seh for? Maybe it's come to tell you the word, we have a famous shayla, which Gemara is going to explore on the bottom of the Amid into the Amid Beit. That you give back an item to someone based on simonim, is that the Torah said so? Or was that a special takana of the Rabban? In other words, perhaps in the Torah, the only way you have a chiyuv to go and give back an aveda is only if that person has two eidim. Bishnai made him yakum davar. Anytime you want to go and prove any monetary matter, you have to have to weigh them. So who says simanim are enough? So that's a shayla that we're going to have on the bottom. Are simanim deraisa or deraban? So I can be poishin it. Kasa Rachmona said afilu besimanim adrivan. That's what I need to say to go and tell you that simanim deraisa. So that would be a good fix, a good answer. Every man, amen. Miriktoni lohu tana lesimanim gabi simlo. After all, go back to our Mishnah. We already said, what's the reason why the Torah writes simla? After all, simla hoisim achlal. Lo imalach ma simla miyuchedesh yesh basimanim yesh latam. Oh. Tano simanim gabi simla. Diktoni, like it says in the Mishnah, simla uchedesh yesh basimanim yesh latam lachayv lachachris. Av kol davish yesh basimanim yesh latam lachayv lachachris. And if that's what it says in the Mishnah, that's what I use simla for, then obviously seh doesn't come to tell you simanim. I already know it from similar. Ishmamina the seh lav simanim dov. That's clear that seh is not for simanim. And seh is not for glolim. And seh is not for giza. So what is it for? I don't know. Of course, the obvious question is, why does the Gemara have a shayla with the simanim of deraisa drabanan? I see that I learned from similar legabe simanim. So it's only deraisa. The Gemara is going to bring that on the Amid Beis. Stay tuned. Okay, so now that we've explored and explained all four, Shor, Chamor, Seh, v'Simra, we're going to continue going through the Pasuk. Again, what does the Pasuk say? Torah Ara Sholem, number one, v'chein tasa l'chamor, v'chein tasa l'simlosi, v'chein tasa l'chol avedis ochicha. Now the next four words would seem to be all superfluous. So l'chol avedis ochicha, asher toiva mimenu umetzasa, l'isucha l'salim. Rabbi Yisai, what's the definition of Aveda? Aveda is something that's lost to its balim. Who are we addressing when we're giving this mitzvah? To the person who found it. So what do you have to say? V'chitasa chol aveda sechicha, asher toivu mimenu, that was lost to its owner, umetzasa, that you found it. Now, of course, I mean, that's a Dabar Pashut. Isn't that all included in the chol aveda sechicha? The Torah could have said, v'chitasa chol aveda sechicha, leisucha lis'alem. What's the shetoyim menu mitzvah? So therefore, we're going to have now a discussion about those words. Tana Rabban, asher toivat prat laavida she'ein b'shava pruta. Rabbi Yehuda Omer umetzasa prat laavida she'ein b'shava pruta. Since these words are iberic, the Gemara is saying, I learned from asher toivat, comes to tell you it's got to be worth at least a shava pruta. Where does it say in the words asher toivat it's got to be worth at least a shava pruta? So Rashi explains asher toivat. Actually, it's about three lines higher in the Gemara. Asher toivat shetehei krui aveda, that this aveda zechicha has a stempel, has a seal. This is an aveda shetoivat. Now, when would it have such a stempel that it's an aveda? Which was at least a shava pruta. If the thing is a masha, it was a gunish. Yeah, if a half of a thread comes off of the bottom of your pants or something like that, I lost a half a thread. Yeah, but the whole half a thread is worth a tenth of a penny. This is gunish. So it's not considered to be an aveda. Rabbi, you have a shaila.
How do we find a shove prute in order to know what can a shove prute acquire in order that I should be able to know what a shove prute is?
A shove prute is in every generation an item that is worth at least, in America we use this, smallest denomination is a penny. However, many poskim hold that is much, much less than a shava pruta. And that's why when it comes, for instance, yes, matonis levyoinim, I already heard years ago that many poskim hold you have to give at least a quarter if you want to give a shava pruta. Today they would probably say it's more like 50 cents or a dollar. Because what can you buy with a penny? When I was a little kid,
a
penny you could buy maybe a piece of gum and maybe a chocolate or something or other. But today a penny is worthless. So
it's
goodish. So
it's not worth a penny. Any item, even a candy.
Yeah, it's got to have some value that you can buy something.
Some value to acquire.
You can't go and buy a Sefer Torah for a Shavu Pruta, but at least you can go and buy maybe a pack of gum.
You can get married with it.
You can get married. Okay. Barry says that you can go and get married with a Shavu Pruta, but if you're only going to give a Shavu Pruta, the marriage is not going to last very long. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so the Aveda has to have a Shavu Pruta because it's a Toivad. And the other man, the Yemen, says because it says umatzasa. So Rashi says should tehei kriya metziah. The people should say, oh, I got a metziah. If the whole thing is worth less than a sheva pruta, you can keep your pennies. You found a dollar. No, that's already a ticha rui liskabe. At least with that you can do something. Anyway, so freiting moriyetz. So that's metzasa. Brala veni shuvah sheva pruta. Freiting mai benayu. The chayyim, both drushes are excellent. Is there a machloikis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, lahalocha, Amar Rav Hayyina, Mashmoyes Dorshin and Kibbanai, there's absolutely no nafkimina lahalocha. They both agree it's got to be a Shavu Pruta. The only question is, where do you learn it from? Asher Toivat or from Umatzasa. Now, this is a rare Gemara. It's not the only Gemara, but it's rare to go and say Mashmoyes Dorshin and Kibbanai, because usually, every single time that there is a machloikis between two man the Amrim as to how you learn a Pasuk, it comes to tell you something different. But this is the way Abaye learns. Mitch, we get to the bottom of the Omid, we're going to say Rava, who's going to disagree, is going to say, no, there is in fact a nafkimina between the two limudim. Stay tuned for further developments on this machlekes. But in the meantime, says the Gemara, Mashmoyes Dorshin Ikhmanayim, Hanafkalim Yashatoyim, Hanafkalim Yamtsosa. Is no nafkimina lalach. Frank the man the nafkalim yashatoiva. Hay mitzasa may ovid. What does he do with the extra word of mitzasa? We've had this Rabbi Noi already before. The Rabbi Noi mitzasa da soili odei mashma. What is that all about? You remember we had this a few days ago in the Gemara. We had it also back in Bovakama. What happens if you find an aveda that belonged to a goy, do you have to return it or not? And the Gemara says, no. The whole din of Hashavas aveda only applies to a Jew, because it says in the pasuk, l'chol avedas achicha, achicha v'loy li'akam. You don't have to give back the goy. Yes, if you do give it back, that's a very meritorious thing, and you can make a big kiddush Hashem, but it's not required to go and return the aveda to a goy. Okay, so now the question is, at what point are you potter from going and returning it? So Rashi says it could be 2 points. When you see it on the ground and you recognize that this belongs to a goy, or after you picked it up and you recognize that it belongs to a goy. At what point does the Torah say you don't have to go and return it?
How can there be any point of seeing it? He is not Kona, we had earlier. We can't be in Shem Olsen. We had reason. So if you see it, belongs to a goy, belongs to a Jew, you have no bias in it at all.
Let's see the Rashi. Maybe it will address your question. Rashi, about 8, 9, 10 lines before the end. The Osali Yodi Masha, says Rashi. Vafilahachi, even though you've picked it up, Mutsasa, you already have it in your hands. You only have to return it if it belongs to a Jew, not if it belongs to a goy. Vulamedcha, and it comes to teach you. Shavidis Kanani Muteris. That aveda of Kanani is mut. For a time, you shouldn't think ki imit avedas Kanani milatroyach acharel imit. That stavka, if it's still on the ground, you don't have to pick it up and be matriach to go and find and to try to locate the goy that owns it. Aval inokta chayv laduri. Once you picked it up, maybe now you do have to give it back. After all, they're two separate dinim, like we learned yesterday in the Gemara. There's the din of Hashav Teshivim, and there's the din Leisucha Le'Alem. So maybe the Torah tells you that the din of Leisucha Le'Alem, that's the difference between the Yid and the Goy, that if you see an Aveda on the street, and you recognize that this belongs to a Goy, then you do not have to pick it up, and you don't have to be Matrikh. But once you picked it up in your hands, maybe now you do have to give it back to the Goy after all, because you're already holding on to it. Kamash Malon Umatzasa to tell you, says Rabbi Noi, that so the Yodi Masha, even though you've already picked it up, you do not have to return it, and you can keep it for yourself, because there's no mitzvah of either Hashiv Teshivim or Leisuch L'Salem by Agoy. Is good? You're satisfied?
Okay.
Good. So continuing on, Ulaman the Nafkalim Umatzasa, the one that learns the din of Shava Pruta from Matzasa, Hashiv Teshivim my Ovidlay, what does he do from Hashiv Teshivim? We've had this Gemara a couple of times. What happens if an Aveda was swept away by the river or by the ocean? Like we've had before. How do you know that afterwards, when it comes back up, the tidal wave that took it away, that just like it went away, it's now back on dry land? There are 3 simonim on it that it belongs to Mr. Yanko Smith. There's even a picture of Yanko Smith. It's his date of birth, his social security number. They're clear-cut rayas and simonim who it belongs to. You do not have to return it. It's muta shenema. B'chein tasuk halavedis achicha, eshetoyv mimenu umatzasa. Mi shavu dehaimenu umatzuya eitza kaladam. That only the owner lost it, but everybody else could find it. Yatzazu, this item that fell into the nar, was swept away by the nar. Shavud haymenu ve'en mitzui etzikaladim, that there's no din of Hashavas Aveda by a yam or by a nar. Where does he learn this from? He learns this from of the Asher Toivad. It's really from Asher Toivad mimenu. We'll talk about that in another moment. The one that uses the umatzasa to go and tell you the din of shavapruta, how does he know the din of Rabbi Noi, that if you've picked up an aved and you realize that it belongs to a goy, that you can keep it, you don't have to return it? Me umatzasa, from the extra vav. The extra vav of matzasa comes to tell you the second din. In other words, matzasa alone comes to tell you the din of shavapruta. Umatzasa comes to tell you the din of Rabbi Noi, of the Goyish Aveda, that you can go and keep it. Ve'idach, what does the other man say? Had Rabbi Yochanan minalei. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan was dashing from Asher Toiv mimenu matzas, Asher Toiv mimenu, not from matzas, Asher Toiv. So now the question is, the man that learns from Asher Toiv the din of Shavapruta, how does he know the din of Rabbi Yochanan if you have the Zuta Shalyam, Shalisa Shalnoa, that it's mutter? From the word mimenu, it probably is a mem missing. Nafkalei, me, mimenu. Meaning that the pasuk says, Asher toivin mimenu, umatzasa, mishavuda heimenu matzuyetzer kaladim. Yatzdu shavuda heimenu v'yayinu matzuyetzer kaladim. Now the other man, the Yomar, also agrees that the ikarai is from mimenu, not from asher toivad. We didn't say in asher toivad that it's oven mimenu, the ayna matzuya etzer kaladim. Where does it say that? So it's all from mimenu. But Rashi says, to be able to go and write mimenu, you can't write mimenu on its own. You have to have the introducing words asher toivad. In other words, it says in the pasuk, v'chein tas l'chamoyde, v'chein tas l'chamosei, v'chein tas l'chol avedes achicha, mimenu. That wouldn't make any sense. Asher toivad mimenu. Oh, so the asher toivad is necessary to introduce the word mimenu, to tell you this din of Rabbi Yochanan. So that's what I use the asher toivad for, according to Man Yom, and it says in learning the din of Shavapruta from Mitzasa. What does he do with asher toivad? He learns it like the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan to tell you that it's Mitzuya, Eitzel, Kolodom, Lamayat, Izuta Shalyam, and the Shalisa Shanar. What does the other man Yama say? He says they don't need asher toivad for that, the mimenu alone. The idach, mimenu le mashmale. The word mimenu is not mashma to go and tell you this.
And the
I think Mar doesn't go that far, but you're right. He would have to say that he doesn't dash in the vav. And we've had a number of mandiyam and trachas that don't dash in the extra vavs. Rava Omar, pruta shehuzle. So with this, we have now concluded the initial discussion. Aliba de Abaya, that Abaya said that there is no machloikis lahalocha between these two, the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, legabe, the din of Shavapruta. All the other discussion was what does each one do with the other one's passing? I should tell you that the mitzvah, the vav, like Mendy points out, mimenu. But there's no machloikis lahalach. Rav Amar, no, there is a machloikis lahalach. Pruta shehuzla ikamid ayu. What happens if initially, at the time of the Aveda, it was worth a pruta, and then there was deflation, the prices went down, and this Aveda is now only worth a half of a pruta, so you have to go and give it back. Because you look at the time of the Aveda, you look at the time of the Metziah. Now, a month later, a week later, it's already worth less than a Sheva Pruta, so you no longer have a din of returning. After all, the two work in tandem. If it says, and then there's a Mitzah Umetzasa, what are you going to go and do with that item that you found? Doesn't that tell you that it has to be worth a Sheva Pruta at the time of Metziah as well? Says him, okay, you got a good point. And the Pruta Shehukra Ikeminai, it's the other way around. At the time that it was lost, it was only worth a half a Pruta. By the time the person who lost it came by and he brought his Simanim and his Edim, by that time it had already gone up to, it's already more than a Sheva Pruta. Oh, so that's the machlekes. Mandiyam mitzasa ikka. Now you got to return it. It's worth more than a Sheva Pruta. Mandiyam shetoyvid leka. Because after all, the time the Aveda was worth less than a Sheva Pruta. So I took it for myself. Right, dimar lamandiyam mitzasa be'inan ashetoyvad v'leka. After all, the two work together. Wouldn't you think that at the time of the Aveda, it also has to be worth a Sheva Pruta? Says Imar, you're right. Ella. So what's the machlekes? Pruta shehukra v'huzla. At the time of the Aveda was Asher Toivad, it was Taka worth a Sheva Pruta. In the interim, it went down, it was worth less than a Sheva Pruta. By the time the original owner comes by to claim his item, guess what? It's gone up again. It's again a Sheva Pruta. Oh, now you have to go and return it. Ika Benai. Ma'adiyam Asher Toivad Ika. Ma'adiyam Mitzasa Be'inan Di Isbashir Metziah Mishas Aveda Ve'chas Metziah. Says Igmar. According to one that says Asher Toivad Ika, there's a din of Asher Aveda. Why? Because at the time of Asher Toivad, it was worth a Sheva Pruta. At the time of the Mitzasa, when the owner comes to claim it, it's worth a Sheva Pruta. You got to go and give it back. Even though in between, it dipped below Sheva Pruta for a period of time. According to Man Yom, it says, Umetzasa. No, it's got to be from the time of Aveda until the time of Metziah. The entire time, it had to be worth at least a Sheva Pruta. Where do you see this in the pasuk?
Yeah.
Says the Ritva, using again Mendi's vav, since it says Asher Toivim Mimenu Umetzasa, so it sounds like it's one long duration from the time of Asher Toivim Mimenu until and including a Metzasa, the time that the original owner comes to claim his item throughout that period of time from the Aveda until the Metziah. Vav is Machaber the two together. The whole time there had to have been a Sheva Pruta. It's less than a Sheva Pruta, you don't have to give it back. So that's the Nafkimina according to Rava between these two Mandia. But since we touched on the subject of Siman and Deraisa and Rabbanan, now we're going to go into that. So Ibaidu, Siman Deraisa and Rabbanan, is the Chiv of Simanim, not the Chiv. That a person who lost the object, if he produces Simanim and then you're supposed to give the object back, is that Minatoira or only Midraban? Maybe Minatoira, you have to bring two Adam, Al Bishnaim Adam Yakum Davar. Who cares? Bottom line is, you can give it back with Simanim. You have to give it back with Simanim. Who cares? The right to the bottom. So Timur, the Adura get Isha B'Simanim. Oh, what happens if a Shliach of a Baal lost a get, and now somebody in the street finds the get and says, okay, does anybody have proof that this get belonged to him or that you're the shliach? The shliach comes by, yes, I have simanim on it. And he describes the get and all that, he gives simanim. So now, can you give it back or not? Maybe Alpishtayim made a miracle. You have to have two edim that say, yes, we know that this shliach was holding on to this shtar, to this get, and we know it was given by the Baal, you know the whole background. How do you know the simanim is enough? Ah, says Oktimar, yeah, Mr. Yerayis Madrinon. If you can tell me the simanim minat Torah, if he has simanim. Now, we're not talking about a simen muvak, like a neck of yesh mitzad ois pliny, because that we're going to have in Miyat Hashem in the Gemara tomorrow, that a simen muvak, everybody holds it, that's like a din Yerayis. We're talking about regular simanim, which are not muvak. For instance, like we had earlier on in Bava Kamma and earlier on here in Bava Tzia, you have a get where the person says, there's a hole somewhere. Exactly where I don't remember. Is it at the beginning, at the end, in the middle, somewhere there's some sort of hole, a scratch, or whatever. That's a regular simon. If the simon, mitzad ois pliny, there's a neck of right next to the first letter of the wife's name. The wife's name is Sprinza. Right next to Shin of Sprinza, there's a little hole over there, and you find it. Ooh, that's a simon muvik. Everybody holds simon and mufakim in the araisa. Only shayla is the gabe standard, regular simon. Says Yimar, Yam is the Arais Madrin, then you give back again. Yam is Rabbanan, Kiyavar Rabbanan Takan to the Mumayna. When the Chacham made a Takana to give back Avedois with Simonim, that's only by Mumminis, obviously, Yavar Rabbanan Takan to the Mumayna. So they didn't make that Takana. If you're wondering why did they make the Takana by Mumminis, Yimar is going to address that a little bit further down the Amid. How do they have the Koyach to make such a Takana? How do you know that? Look at the second line of Rashi. However, when it comes to a get, which is Isur, don't play around with Isur. We're talking about a man that's married to a woman that's a ish is ish. If you're going to go and say, yeah, you can rely on a simon, da da dum, ba ba bum, chas shalom, you might be a matter, ish is ish l'shuk, then she's going to remarry, and then we'll find out that the get was not for this Yosef ben Shimon, but for another Yosef ben Shimon, who was married to another Sprinza somewhere else. So therefore, by Isur, maybe the Chacham weren't makel to go and make a takana. So that does the shayla siman deraisa or not? Toshima. Look, it's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah already addressed this issue. What did it say? Why was simla was bchal elu lami yatsis? What's the lashon of Mishnah? Ah, v'simla is bchal elu v'lami yatsis lahakish aleha. So what does the Mishnah continue on? So Tiyamara. Ah, v'simla is bchal kal elu v'lami yatsis lahakish aleha v'leimlach. Ma simla miyuchedus yeshla simanim yeshla toim chayv lachris kol dafin yeshli simi yeshli toim chayv lachris. Oh, so you see, befeirish it says in the Mishnah that when it says simla in the Torah, it's coming to tell you a dafin yesh bas simanim. Doesn't say simla yeshla edim yeshla simanim. It's the chayr arayif simanim is derayif. Everything more tana toivim itzrichalei simanim kedi naspa. The truth of the matter is the real drasha of the simla is tell you yeshli toivim. Like we learned in the Rashi and the Mishnah, Yesh Leitoivim means that the person was not Miyayish, because once he's Miyayish, it says, Vaylech Soren Kis, and now somebody finds the Aveda post-Yush, he can keep it, because the original owner is no longer a Toiveya, he's thrown up his hands in despair. So that's the real drasha that we learn from Sima. The whole Inyan of Sima was Kedin Avdu, was kind of just thrown in as a package. Rashi says, it's really an Asmachta, and the Chacham therefore inserted that as part of the limud, but really the limud is only in the toivim; it's not on the simanim.
Why from simul though? The shore, the sela, chamor also have tovim. I mean, tovim is everything has everything.
Absolutely.
So why are we saying that simul is to teach tovim? Everything, the kol aveda is
the key. That was the question, what are the other, that's what we asked for.
That's exactly.
We're for.
What do we use the shor for? It's the shor you use for the gizas znavai.
Right.
What do you use for the chamar to go and tell you the simanim on the yokif? What the se is, I don't know. We still don't know. Anyway, so bottom line is, the Gemara, that the simanim l'chayra we're learning from similar. Simanim, no, you don't learn it from similar. Simanim, you only learn the din of tayvin. And why did it say in the Mishnah simanim? It's on asmachta, it's kli nasba, it's thrown in as a freebie, if you will. But that's not a real drasha. It's Tar Shema.
This Kadi, this is the name of Amora.
Sorry, whose name
was it?
No, I don't think.
It's for no reason. Hey, look at the Rashi at the top, fourth line.
When do we say that?
Omar Kadi,
then it says, then you say that's the name of a Tana or a Moira, depending on the circumstance. It's just Kadinas Rashi, it's Beloy Mikra, which there's really no Pasik, a basis for the Drasha. Alas Machina Akra Balma. And that's why some learn that the name of Kadi is not the name of an individual, but Kadi was an anonymous individual. It's a free name. We don't really know who it was. Okay. Anyway, Toshima. Let's learn some Chamar. We said on the Yomid Aleph, Chamar b'simani ukif. So you see that simanim is the araisa. Everything more aima be'edi ukif lav davka simanim ukif. It really means edi ukif that say that this ukif belongs to this Chamar, and you give back the Chamar. But no raif for simanim. Toshima, another drasha. Vayimcha adroish achicha oisai. It says in the pasuk that you should hold on to the aveda until your brother comes and claims it. Are you going to go over to every person in the market and say, I found a similar, I'd like to give it to you? Of course you're going to wait until somebody claims it. Otherwise you'll give it out to the first person that you meet and say, here, I give you a similar. It's got to be Adroi Shechicha Oisai. Rather, says the Gemara, El Dor Shehu Im Ramai Hu Oy Eine Ramai. Really, it's the other way around. When you say Adroi Shechicha Oisai, it doesn't mean that the loser, the owner, is demanding or is trying to locate it, and he's demanding or he's claiming it from you, but rather, you're claiming from him. What means you're claiming from him? You have to be Doirish and Choyker if this is the bona fide former owner or not. Dor Shehu Im Ramai Hu Einoi Ramai. Go and try to determine, using due diligence, is this a real loser of the item, the real owner, or is this a phony, and he's trying to go and get a freebie? So Timura, now how are you going to dorsheyu im ramayhu? How are you going to figure that out? My lab is simanim. You ask him a whole bunch of questions. Oh, this is your similar. Tell me, what simanim do you have? I have a rip over here, and I have a hole over there, and it's a little bit, it's a stain on this side, and then that side, and the back, and the front, and the name of the manufacturer is whatever. So my lab is simanim. So you see, vaita from this pasuk. How are you doirish to see if he's a Ramay or not? Ask him if he has Edom that can go and prove that this garment, the Simlo, the Shor, Chamor, whatever, belongs to him. Toshima. Now we leave the Parsha of Aveda for a moment and we go on to the terrible Parsha of an Iguna. What's the Iguna over here? Nebuch Rachman Litzlan, a person was killed, or never he passed away, and we're trying to determine the identity of that individual. Is that the husband of Shprinza, and therefore now she's Nebuch an Almana, or is this another person not related to Shprinza at all? So how can you go and identify? The only way that you can go and give positive identity to this individual is if you can go and describe the face together with the nose, and if you say, yeah, I recognize the face and the nose, that's a good ace. Even if there are simanim otherwise on the guf, in the middle of his stomach, he has a wart or something, or he has an ingrown toenail on his right foot, or whatever. Kalev over here means his begotten, things that he's wearing. What's the din? Then those are not sufficient. Even though you can go and pile on a whole bunch of other simanim of the guf and kalev, you got to have simanim on the parts of upanim, imachoit. So, Timora, Shema Minah, since you're telling me that simanim and the rest of the guf are not enough, is a chayarai simanim lav di araisa, because if simanim were araisa, why can't you rely on a wart on the stomach or an ingrown toenail or whatever it happens to be? Ever the Gemara, no, could be the simanim are di araisa. When we said over here, limayit, that we're excluding simanim beguf, we're talking about standard things that everybody, Amri, Gufay de Orach v'Gut. He was a tall guy, or he was a short guy. I mean, after all, there are how many, 3 billion people, 5 billion people on the face of the earth? How many are tall and how many are short? That's not a siman. What means Kalev? Kalev is simply the Chayshin and the Shaila, like we discussed before about the Ukif, that somebody may have borrowed somebody else's suit or somebody else's shirt, right? It was a person had gone away for a couple of weeks, and all of his shirts are now in the laundry. He needs a fresh shirt, and he borrows one from a cousin, from a brother, from a friend, lends him his shirt. So Kalev, that's not a good enough siman. Chayshin and the Shaila. Oh, Freddy, oh, Chayshin L'Shayla, Chayshin L'Shayla, Chamor B'Sumani Ukiv, Eich Madrinan. How do you give back a Chamor B'Sumani Ukiv? Maybe the person borrowed the other guy's Ukiv. And Freddy, more Amri, Ukiv L'Sha'uli Inchi. Why? L'Sha'uli Inchi Ukva. The word Ukiv is repeated twice, so the Bach takes out the first one. Amri L'Sha'uli Inchi Ukva. People do not lend and borrow Ukivs. Why? Mishim Nimsakiv Leila Chamra. Because it causes scraping and lacerations and cuts in the back of the chamor, so you have to have any, if you ever buy a chamor, a baisai, realize that there's going to be another cost, and that is that you're going to have to buy a special ukif, which is measured exactly fitting the size of your chamor, because if you just try to get a standard ukif in the ukif store, it's going to cost chas v'shalom all types
custom
of
stuff. Custom fitted.
Custom made.
Custom fitted tailoring.
Exactly. So that answers your question from the Amid Aleph.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Instead of saying that it's talking about b'shaila, because then we got into the shaila of ukif, we're talking about that he's wearing standard clothing. What, can you tell me anything about it? Yeah, I recognize him. How do I recognize him? He's wearing a white shirt. Really? I've never seen a white shirt before. After all, the millions of people that wear white shirts, or sunki, or red pants, or something like that. In other words, standard custom items, customary items that tons of people throughout the world wear white and red and blue and yellow. Those are Hefush Kassim. So, Simon Begodim on Kalim is Gush. So, bottom line, Zukti Gemara, the reason why that Bryce said that Simonim Begufoy and Bekalim are not reliable, it could be Simonim are Diraisa. But these are such weak Simonim that even Midrabanim and Diraisa are worthless. Orach the goods, the guy is tall, the guy is short. Or the simanim that this is white, a white shirt, a red shirt, a blue shirt, this sounds kosher. El Hadassan, you have another right. Metzoi kosher bekis oi ba'arniki betabas oi shemotze ben kalev. Filizman merube is kosher. What happens if you have a shliach who was bringing a get isha to a woman, and unfortunately, after a while, he could not find it. And then subsequently, even Zman merube, he does find it. It was attached to, was tied down with his kiss in the part of his wallet, maybe arniki, or kiss is really a purse, and arniki is a wallet. Uba tabas, so he had a signet ring around it. Oisha Matza ben Kalev, he found it among his general items. Rashi says, Klei Tashmisha Shebebeisai. He finds the get. Still is Mamaruba, even though it's already 6 months later, kosher, he can still use it to go and be Makarish, the woman. Freyti won't be so good night, Chashin Lashaila. If you're going to tell me that, people, after all, there is no simon for this fellow in the get itself. What simon does he have? The simon is that it's tied to, or it's in his kiss, in his arniki, in his tabas, etc. So for example, if somebody has a shayla, he wants a kosher kiss, or the arniki and the tabas, am I kosher? Maybe he went and borrowed those items or lent those items to somebody else, and therefore it's somebody else's get, not his get. People do not lend their kiss arniki tabas. These are very, very precious to people. Why are they so precious? Kiss the arniki mishum de mesamni, because there's a special mesamni. If somebody says Rashi menachshi bo'imer, Rashi is about 8-10 lines higher, halfway down the Rashi's samni menachshi bo'imer simon li odim shemashal kisay shemoicha loy mazalei. This is some sort of superstition, if you will, that a person who lends his personal wallet or his personal purse, it's like lending away his mazel. So therefore, people don't do it. Now you're wondering, isn't that an iser of lois anachshu? So Tosis already asked that kasha on the side, and Tosis says that anything that seems to have some substance to it is not nichush. So apparently, there is something to this mazel business. I even heard, I remember years ago, that if a person is in the business of investing in real estate, once he buys his first property, he shouldn't go and sell that. He should hold it for many, many years, because selling your first piece of real estate is not a good simon.
It's not a simon bracha.
Not a simon bracha. Azoy Zuckman. I don't know if this has any makar or this is yestam, but that's what people say. Anyway, so nobody's going to lend the kiss for Arniki because it's a bad simon. You're lending away your mazel. The tabas mishum the mezayif. What does that mean? The tabas, we're not just talking about a stama ring. We're talking about a ring that was a signet ring that you can use for sealing documents. Oh, so if you're going to lend that tabas to somebody else, he's going to use it to go and seal X, Y, and Z.
Ashkeosh gave it to Haman.
Okay. And eventually to Mordechai.
Exactly.
Okay, so bottom line is we still have not been poishet our shayla simonim diaraisa oid rabbanan nafkimina legabi again. Since when they come to know, the chayyim have a machloikis. Again, we're going back to the case of the person who passed away, and someone is able to be made that he had a shuma, a wart on his hand, on his nose, on his toes, on his arm, whatever. So says the Tanakhama, a wart is a goodish. You can be made a shuma after all. So what's machlik? My labavakimaki. The marasav is imanu derabbanan, and therefore you cannot be made for purpose of aishas ish. For purpose of iguna, because chas v'sholom, if you make a mistake, she's chas v'sholom going to remarry, and it turns out that her husband is still alive. And therefore, you can rely on a shuman; she can get remarried on that. So the chayyim, that's a good pshat. Tomorrow, no. The Gemara is going to give a number of alternative explanations of the machlekes. Everybody holds siman d'araisa. It was a standard type of wart of people of that age who were born under that same mazel. So Marasav Shuma Mitsuya Ben Gilai, that's statistically you'll find people at the age of 65 that were born under Arius or whatever the name of these things is. And you'll find that stand a lot of people that born at that time, that age, they taka have that wart. So in Nishkaraya, there could be hundreds or thousands of other people with that same wart. This is, that's ridiculous. No such thing. And therefore, if you find the wart, you know that's a good sign. So the machlok has nothing to do with the rice, the rabbanon, has to do with shuma mitzuyim ben gilai. There's no such thing as a wart which is common to people of the same age.
Right.
What about will the simon change after the person passes away? It says Rashi, what happens if the wart was originally black when the person was alive, and now when he passed away, it's white, or it's a different color, or it was originally white and now it turned black, etc. Can you still be made on top on such a wart? Because after all, it looks different than it did a few days ago when the person was still alive. So Mar says, "You want to see the shtanis lachemis, and therefore it's unreliable." And Mar says, "You want to ain't see the shtanis lachemis. It is reliable as a siman. Ibo yisem lekuli amashuma ain't see the shtanis lachemis. It doesn't change. Simanim derabana. So what's machlik? What mashuma siman muvik ukamivliyet? What we spoke about before, not just a siman, but siman muvok, like the neck of the tzad ois ploini in the get, right next to a shin of sprinza. Oh, that's siman muvik. Mar says, "Shuma siman muvik. That's a clear cut siman. Oh." How many people have warts on their fingers, on their nails, on their tail, on their feet, whatever, wherever you found it? So that's a simon muvik. Tons of people have warts all over at Nishkarai. So the Maisa, so we try to bring a raif that it's a machlekes tanoim, and you see we had four or five different shots. Amrav imtim tlaim simon alav, the araisa eich madrinan, aved osa besimonim. If simonim alav, the araisa, how do you return an aved besimonim? Now, the question of the Gemara is not really Heichem Madrinan. Rashi says, the reason is because of Chamumur Masakin that you can go and give back an Aved B'Simon. Now the question is, why were the Chachamim Masakin to give back an Aved B'Simon? Why did the Chachamim say, bring Edom? Simonim is not enough. So the Gemara will tell you why the Masakin, the Nichalei Lamoitze Aveda, then the Heder B'Simonim, Keheich Dechi, of the Lelidi Day, Namin the Heder B'Simonim. That it's good for all people that find avedos that we allow them to return that b'simon. Not only allow them, but we require them to return the aveda b'simonim. Why? Because what happens if tomorrow they're going to lose something else and they don't have edim that belong to them, but they have simonim? So everybody is happy with this type of takana, because if I find Yankel's item and I'm going to return it to him based on simanim, then tomorrow if chas v'shalom I lose something, then Beryl will return it to me based on
simanim. It's kind of like tikkun olam or darkei shalom type thing.
We had, if you remember, not too long ago, a few days ago in the Gemara, about a poil taking his young child after him to go and collect any shikha or leket that made it fallen on the property. And the Gemara says, but this child is a cotton, and therefore he doesn't have his own hands to be koina. So what is he going to do? He's going to be koina for his father. His father is quote-unquote an oisher because he himself has a job and he's collecting together the leket. Or he might be an oris, and therefore he's a real estate owner, and therefore he's not allowed to go and collect leket from his own property because you have to go and leave it for other people. Can't take it for yourself. Anyway, the Gemara said over there also it's a good takana because everybody enjoys this takana and they can always take along their minor children to follow them to collect whatever they drop or whatever they miss. Anyway, so that's the same type of idea. You're telling me that this is a benefit for the moitzi aveda, the person that found the aveda, by allowing him to return it and requiring him to return the aveda today to the person who lost it. Then tomorrow, when things are in reverse,
he'll benefit
because when he loses something, he'll be able to get it back. So do we make takanas for the people that find mamon she'ein shaloi? We should make takanas for the people that lost items, not people that find items. With a chumbi mesakin a takana to go and do toivis for people that lost that found it, to go and say, yeah, you can give it back with simanu because maybe tomorrow you're going to lose it, something else. As the Gemara stood yesterday, verse. It's good for the Balaveda to be able to give Simanim and be able to get back his lost item. Why? Because may the other, the Adam Lesle, the person who lost the item, knows that he lost the item. He says, how many people will be able to recognize? Sorry, may the other, the Adam Lesle. He knows he doesn't have any Adam. The only way that he can go and possibly fetch it back is if you can go and give simanim. Amakuliyam liyadim simanim of hakim dida. Vano yehivna simanim of hakim dida v'shikal nala. Or that really is balashin yichusa. He's saying kuliyama the regular oilam. They heard that that someone found a pot, and they're thinking to himself. So most of the people are saying, yeah, it's probably a 6 gallon pot or 3 gallon pot or whatever. It's probably shiny aluminum pot, but that's not a simon moving. That's a standard simon. So now the person who lost the item says, they don't know the special simanim that had
dent in it.
Exactly. But no, you hear the simanim of Vakim, I'm going to go and give the simanim of Vakim, and I'm going to go and get it back. So this is a takana for the Ovedo Aveda and not the Motzi Aveda. And just like it's good for him that lost the Aveda, it's good for him, and for Yanko, for Beryl, for Shmuel, for everybody, that if they lost an Aveda, they don't have simanim, they don't have Adam, that then go give simanim. Now, when the Gemara says simanim of hakim, the Gemara is a little bit, I don't like to use the term, it's a little bit misleading. We don't mean the simanim of hakim that we spoke about before, a simen muvik, that you have the nekev bitzad ois ployni, because that, everybody agrees, is the araisa. The question is, the standard simanim. And we're trying to go and ask, why would the chaman misakin to go and give back an aveda based on simanim? Simanim of hakim, that's not a takan rabbanah, that's a minatari. So if you look at the last choices, he explains that. We don't really mean really muvak. He just means compared to everybody else, everybody can say, yeah, it was, yeah, it was a 9-inch pan.
Right.
It was 8 inches tall and 3 inches wide, whatever. It's just a goodish. You mean something more particular than that?
It was silver colored.
So we're talking about something more than that. Well, we're talking about standard simanim, not simanim of hakim. So to my hearted nanam shim gam liel oimer echad aloiv mishloish yachsel loiva shloish shlovin echad yachsel malva.
The previous Mishnah.
Yeah, we had this. The Mishnah, remember, the Mishnah says, if you find three stars together, and the three stars all have one of the same name, meaning three loivas from one malva, or three malvas with...
To one loiva.
Ah, shkoyach. So now the question is, who are you going to give it to? So obviously, if you find one tzad, the same name in all three shtaris, then give it to that tzad. So, echad haloiv mishloisha, you have three shtaris, the loiv is the same in all three. The malva was one was Yankel, one was Beryl, one was Shmerel, but the loiv is always the same. Then give it back to the loiv. Now, why are these shtaris in the hands of the loiv? Why aren't they not in the hands of the malva?
They were paid.
They were paid off, and that's why these are to be discarded. Right. These are rubbish. So give it back to the loiv. What does he use it for? It's
spouse stoppers.
Exactly. For lotter apitz luchisai, or whatever. What happens the other way around? Shloisha shalom menechad. There was one malva, and all three shtaris are from three separate loivim. The yachsa malva came back to the malva. Uzok di yimara, nicha leila loiv aladuri leila malva. It's freit di yimara. Ah, so now you're telling me what was the takana of giving things back based on, because it's nicha lei, freit kachach, nicha leila loiv aladuri leila malva. Do you think that the loiva is happy about the malva getting back these shtaris? Every loiva is devastated. I was hoping the malva would never find the shtar and I'd be free. Exactly. Amalei asim svaro. It doesn't really go based on simonim and psukim. It goes based on normal human logic. Why would these three shtaris all be together with the same name of loiva? Loiva, loiva, loiva. It must be that these were the loiva's documents. Gabi malva loiva shchichi. And vice versa. Shema mina mi loiva nafel is a chasimin that it fell from the loiva. Shloisha shalova mi echad yachsa la malva. Why? The gabi malva shchichi. Gabi loiva loiva shchichi. Why would you find three names of the same malva and not the same loiva? And therefore says the Gemara, once again, we don't have a rice in one of the rice of the Rabbanan, because that could be based on logic, not based on a pasuk in the Torah, the rice of the Rabbanan. And therefore, we're going to continue Mitzvah tomorrow to try to be poised to the Shaila, Simon and the rice of the Rabbanan. Have a good day.